Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we're going to talk about businesses that you can start for less than $1,000. And Chuck, we found over 70 different kinds of businesses. Now, we're not going to talk about all of them today, but we will highlight several of those. I guess the question is, why are we talking about this?
Dave, I love this topic because it's so relevant. Many people need to be thinking about starting a business. The world's changing. And graduating from college, getting a job, staying there for the rest of your life is very, very rare. In fact, I have a son graduating from college in 4 weeks. And he said the April Fool's joke among the seniors on his campus this year was, call home and say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, I have a job. But he said that's how bad it is. They're not finding jobs, Dave. And he had another friend with him who said, I'm trying to find a job just to continue working my way through college. I've got two more semesters. And he said, I've applied at every major retailer in a two-county area. Mm. I've applied at every job opening that I've been able to find. And he said, Mr. Bentley, I'll tell you how bad it's gotten. I have signed up for filling out online marketing surveys. And he said, I'm doing that from home, and I've earned $12. And my son sitting there chimed in and said, well, you didn't have to pay a fee to do that, did you? So apparently he had checked it out as well, but he wouldn't pay any upfront fees, which I thought was a wise idea. But they're hurting, and they want to know how to make money and what to do. Secondly, you have a lot of people whose entire industry is in flux. Mm. They're not just losing their jobs. They're losing their career. So they've got to do something different. And sometimes their skills translate better into starting a business than to going out and just looking for a job. And then there's one more reason I want to talk about this today, Dave. And that is, so often when you have a financial problem, you go into a defensive mode and you start trying to solve the problem by simply saving money. So if you don't have enough money to make your mortgage payment right now, most people, and which is a wise decision, you cut back on your living expenses, reduce your overhead, create financial margin. But we forget that we can go on the offensive and earn some more money. And if you do that, the best way to do it is to start a small business. So this program is for moms who may want to work from home, recent college grads, people who just need some extra income.
Chuck, when we come back, we'll talk about the 10 most common mistakes new business owners make. Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And we're talking today about businesses that you can start for under $1,000. And Chuck, one of the things we want to talk about is avoiding some of those basic mistakes that a new business owner would make.
Dave, that's right, because the first big mistake that I've seen people do over and over and over is that they try to start out too large and they want to do something on a grand scale. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11:6, sow your seed in the morning And at evening, let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. So the Bible endorses having multiple income streams, multiple ways to earn a living. Mm-hmm. So do one thing during the day and do something at night. So part-time, moonlighting, starting out small is a great idea. And that way, you're not dependent upon this small business to feed the family. So do something on a small level. Secondly, start a business in which you can specialize. You need to be able to do something really, really well. So instead of just being a carpenter, try to be a finished carpenter, something that gives you a way to distinguish yourself in the marketplace. The bottom line is to do something that you really believe that you can be great at it. Another mistake is that people think they have an idea and they're going to run with it, but they really have no plan to back up that idea. It's simply kind of a dream. And they haven't done the hard work to create a business plan. And a business plan involves all kinds of things: counting the cost in advance, knowing who your customers are, how you're going to market to those customers, how much your product's going to have to sell for, how much you're going to have to make to stay in business. That's another big mistake, not having a plan to back up your idea. And another common mistake is to spend a lot of money on the wrong things. If you have an idea and suddenly you think, if I just print some brochures and some business cards, then I'm ready to go. Well, the reality is those aren't nearly as important as simply testing your idea or your product, finding out if anybody will buy it. You don't need brochures and business cards if your idea is not going to work. Also, people start spending money on advertising way, way too soon. Start small. Find out if one person will be benefited by your service, and then grow it by word of mouth as long as you can. Another common mistake, Dave, is to jump into the web, spend a lot of money on your website, your domain name, and start trying to do things in a very crowded space just because it looks simple and easy. Oftentimes, if the barrier to entry is easy, then the competition is great, and it's going to be really hard to make a living in that space. Another mistake is people tend to want to promote themselves and not their solution. I see that all the time. I drive by billboards, and there's a picture of somebody's face, and you can't quite read while you're driving by what they do. You just saw their face, and you think, well, they must have wanted their face on the side of the road because I don't really know what they do. Another one is to think that you're going to be able to get away with growing a business without some form of marketing. Because once you get started, unless you're happy with a very, very small amount of business, you're going to have to figure out how to do marketing and how to help your business to grow. And you need to know that in advance.
You know, Chuck, one of the things that we found is that there are a number of places that you can market today for free. And one of those is through Facebook or Twitter. We're going to talk about those at a later broadcast, even how we're using that here at Crown. But those, for a new business where you don't have a lot of money, you can set up a Facebook account for free. You can begin to start talking about what you do. And again, you're not spending any money, but you're starting to get out into a network of people that know you and know others who might want your service.
Well, those are great tips, Dave. And I believe if you don't have an idea of what you want to do, pray and ask God to give you that idea. I'm encouraged that some of our listeners have actually started businesses after listening to these broadcasts. So ask God, does he want you to start a business? What would he want you to do? And then do your homework.
So once you do all those things, then all the business will come right in, right?
Well, Dave, oftentimes people, no, oftentimes they quit too soon. They try something, they get a little discouraged, or they get a little rejection. You know, somebody says, "Eh, I don't like it. I'd never buy that." And you think, "Oh, I've got a bum idea." Perseverance will pay off. If God wants you to do it, and you've thought it through, you've made a good plan, don't quit, because it may take a while. I love the story I recently read about a Christian who lost his job. He came home and told his wife, "I've always wanted to be an artist. I'm going to start painting." And she was like, what? You're going to go from this steady job, a paycheck every 2 weeks? And he said, yes, but I've got an idea. I'm going to paint in a kiosk in the mall. And now everybody thinks he's certified, right? And so he paints for 3 weeks and nobody even pays any attention. He finally finishes a painting, hangs it on the rack. Somebody walks by and buys it. Now today, he's one of the top income earners in his specialty of painting pictures, and he does it out in this mall, and there's a waiting list to get his finished product. And so he's done extremely well following the ideas that God's given him.
You know, Chuck, I think it's a dream that most people have to do something that is their own business, their own creative outlet. But unless you know how you're wired, that can be kind of a dangerous place to jump into.
Well, Dave, it'd be like if I came home and told Ann I want to be an artist. She would know immediately that wasn't from the Lord.
Or a singer.
Yeah, or a singer, or a radio personality, any of those things. You know, you have to operate in your area of giftedness. That's why Larry Burkett, our co-founder, created Career Direct, so people could understand their unique design. Larry used to say, you're created like a snowflake. You're unique. Do what God uniquely made you to do. Don't live somebody else's dream. Live your dream. Do what you're gifted to do. We've put Career Direct online for a reason, Dave. So people can go to crown.org right now, take the assessment, and then find out how they're internally wired and where they might be most successful if they were to start a business.
And that would be a good thing to do prior to spending any money at all, is to go and look, even if you're gainfully employed. Go take the assessment, find out how God wired you, and that might give you some directions about what the next steps for your life would be.
And Dave, it may not even be that serious in terms of the next steps for your whole life. It
Sure.
may just be an idea to say, hey, I'm good at this. This should be a field that I should check into to start a part-time business.
Well, there's a couple other things I want to get to before the break. Before you start a business, one of the most important things is have a family meeting. Make sure that everybody knows, if you're going to work out of your home, how that will impact the home.
Well, Dave, it's very important that if you're married, that you and your spouse agree. And if you can involve your family, that's even better, because your kids can learn and they can help, especially when you're talking about things like Facebook and Twitter. Oftentimes, they know more about that than adults do. But also check out the zoning laws in your area. Be sure that you're in compliance if you're going to go into child care or anything that may require licensing. And you need to be sure that you're set up for accurate record keeping so that you know your cost, you know your profitability, and you know how much you're going to owe in quarterly taxes.
Well, when we get back from this short break, we'll talk about some specific businesses that you can start for under $1,000. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're talking about businesses that you can start for under $1,000. You know, Chuck, in a very short period of time, we found over 70 different kinds of businesses that you can start for under $1,000. And it's interesting, many of those you can start for even less than $500, or maybe even free. And the catch is, for some of those, is that you got to work hard.
Well, you got to work hard, and you have to be willing to go out and knock on some doors. Here's one that I think is super easy. Apartment preparation service. These are people who go in once a tenant has moved out of an apartment complex, and they get it ready for the next tenant. That means they clean it up. They may paint, repair, do some small touch-up. It doesn't take very much money at all. And if you go out and talk to a few landlords, get a few apartments that you contract with, you can do it in your spare time, and it can really add up to how much money you can make. And it's an easy business to grow. So first, go out and see if you can find some clients. If you can find some clients, then go invest the money, buy the supplies, and then go and deliver, doing the job with excellence, and your business will grow.
Well, another one that does take some elbow grease is a carpet cleaning business.
Well, Dave, have you ever had your carpets cleaned?
Yes, and I've actually tried to do it myself.
And which was better?
Hiring somebody to
do it. Yeah, hiring somebody to do it. And we actually do that as well. We use carpet cleaning services when we need them. You can start the business for very little money. It doesn't require a lot of knowledge. There's some franchises that will teach you how to do it, give you training, show you, and really help you to get started. And oftentimes, those are the very best ways to go. Be sure they're reputable. But if you don't mind hard work, cleaning carpets, you can make a very good living at it.
You know, one of the things that I found was that we did some of the research on this was you can actually rent or lease some of that equipment in order to get started. So you don't have to buy the van and all the big trucks that you see out there. You can literally just get a single unit and get started.
That's always a great decision when you're starting a business, is to preserve capital, to spend as little money as possible to try to get the idea germinated. And once you're germinated, then you can buy equipment out of your cash flow.
Well, if you are artistic, one of the ones we found was an airbrush artist.
It's interesting, Dave, because airbrush artists do a little bit of everything. One of the college students that we know is hired every summer at Disney to paint caricatures on a T-shirt for people, and he does it with an airbrush. Other people can paint walls. You can paint anything with an airbrush, including an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, we just did some pet sitting for a neighbor, and in exchange for sitting with their pet, she's an airbrush artist, and she's going to come over and paint a scripture on the risers of our stairs that go down in the basement.
Mm.
And so we exchange services, and we're very much looking forward to seeing what she's able to do for us.
Yep. Bartering is one of those great other advantages of this time period that we live in, and that is just what you did. You took care of their pet, and she's going to paint, and you guys can use those services one to another.
Well, by the way, airbrush artists can make anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 a year, and one of the things that's been really hot lately is having a custom painting on your motorcycle helmet.
Well, we'll be sure to put on the crown.org your motorcycle helmet
if you get that done. Yeah, it wouldn't be me.
Well, the next one I think is an interesting one that certainly for people that are very detailed who love to read, a book indexing service that may be just right they're looking for.
Well, book indexing is a form of technical writing with its own set of methods, practices, rules, and standards that you'll have to learn. You'll have to be very patient, very self-disciplined, have an eye for detail. But if you can learn what that is and familiarize yourself with all the rules, then you can become a specialist in this area.
Well, Chuck, maybe for those people who don't know what an indexer is, give us just a brief description of what you are doing as a book indexer.
Well, you work with a publisher and you take a raw manuscript and you put all of the indexing around the book.
Okay, so literally the index in the back of the book, all those references, that's what a book indexer does. They go through and they find out where that word is found or that phrase is found, and they mark it down in the back of the index.
Right, so if you enjoy reading, if you enjoy real clerical work, that's something that you can do out of your home and part-time. Now, there's not a lot of money in it at first, and you have to get very good at it, and it takes a while to build a client base. But for those who are perfectionists, they would probably love it.
Yeah, and they get to read new books before everybody else gets a hold of them.
Yeah, and in some cases, that might be a really neat thing.
That's a great perk. Well, the next one is a business plan consultant, and maybe for those people who've never written a business plan, who want to start a business, maybe they need to find someone like this.
Well, especially for seniors who have a lot of experience in business and they want to leverage that experience in a meaningful way, they can take that knowledge and then go out on the speaking tour, go to civic organizations, give talks about writing a good business plan, the elements of a good plan, what will make your business more successful, and share from your own knowledge and experience, and then you can attract clients who need that kind of help. It only takes a small investment in some software that helps you to create the plan,
mm-hmm.
and then go through it with your client and show them how they can have a better business if they will plan more thoroughly. And sometimes you end up doing research for them,
mm-hmm.
and it can be very nice part-time work, especially for seniors who have a strong background in that area.
Chuck, another area that does require some research but is of great help is a homeschool teaching supplies business or a homeschool teaching consultant.
Well, Dave, that one is near and dear to our hearts because we've both homeschooled our children.
Mm-hmm.
And the market has grown exponentially through the years. And there are so many ways you can go with this. There's a ton of curriculum out there. So if you're not a curriculum provider, you may want to help people understand curriculums and give them advice on which ones to buy. Or you can supply a whole variety of other things that outfit the classroom, that provide alternative learning experiences. It's just pretty much endless if you want to get into that space. And it's also something you can do with the family. I know many great homeschool families out there that they do these kind of things in order to augment their income and to learn practical lessons of handling money. So it's pretty much a win all the way around, and it works really well if you're in that homeschool environment already.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking about businesses that you can start for under $1,000. Our list that we're going through today will be available at crown.org, and you can check that out. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with more Money Life right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're talking about businesses that you can start for under $1,000. And Chuck, some of these businesses you can start for nothing.
Well, if you're a good teacher, private instruction is a great way to go. There's a myriad of information out there on the web to show you how to do it and how to get started. And if that's your gift and you love doing that, you enjoy working with students of all ages. It's mm-hmm. not just young people. You may be working with adults, tutoring them through their educational journey, but it's a great way to start with very low cost. And there are even quite a few franchises out there that you can get involved in that help you get started, or you can join a network of tutors where the association does the marketing for you, and then they split the fees once they refer a client to you for your services. So a great way to go.
Well, there is the National Tutoring Association, and their website is on crown.org. You can find it there. But that's a great place to go to find more information if that's of interest to you.
Well, this next one you and I both got a kick out of because it's a knife sharpening business.
Yeah. Well, I've got so many knives and scissors and everything for the animals that we have and all of that that I think I should start this.
Well, Dave, some of our listeners who listen regularly will know that you and your family run the Lazy Bee Farm, and they can kind of find out about your life on the web.
At thelazybeefarm.com.
Well, you and I both have a lot of things to sharpen. It's interesting because just a few days ago, I sat down and sharpened every one of our outdoor gardening tools by hand, by myself.
Wow.
And it took a while.
Yeah.
So this is a really good business because there's chefs that need knives sharpened. There's hunters. There's fishermen. You know, there's people who work around the house. There's seamstresses. All kinds of people need knives, scissors, and that kind of thing sharpened.
Sure. Well, one of the places that I found very interesting was checking with kitchen supply stores or home goods stores because they sell the knives, and it's a great service for their customers if they were able to have your business card when somebody buys a knife or an expensive pair of scissors to be able to hand them your card so that when they get dull, they can get them sharpened. I think that's a great idea.
Well, Dave, there are also some very reputable knife companies that are in direct sales. And two different times in our lives, we've purchased from college students a set of knives that they were selling on a personal appointment basis. So the knife business, the knife sharpening business, all of those are good ideas.
Well, Chuck, we have time for one more, and this last one is one that I know we would have used if we had known about it.
Well, people are moving a lot today, Dave. They're downsizing, they're being displaced with the job turnover, and they need help packing and unpacking, especially seniors. So if you don't mind doing a lot of hard work, there's always plenty of opportunity to help people pack their wares and unpack them on the other side.
Well, again, today's program has been all about businesses that you can start for less than $1,000, and this information will be available at crown.org. Plus, you can listen to the program online, or you can sign up for our free podcast while you're there. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.